Welcome to the 8th episode of the Field Pass Podcast. As always, I'm Asher Miller, and today we have another great guest. He is a New York Knicks beat reporter for the NY Post, and he's currently traveling with the Knicks on their coming road trip. Stephen Bondi, how are you?
Good. In the great city of San Francisco. So I'm looking forward to a big game tonight between the Knicks and the Warriors.
Yeah, it's going to be a great one, I think. Coming up, we have a lot of Knicks talk. So that being said, sit back, relax, welcome down to the field. First off, I don't know if this is a stretch or not, but do you think the Knicks can win a championship this season?
No, I don't think so. So I think it is a bit of a stretch. I think that if you look at the landscape, they're better than they certainly have been, certainly in the last 20 plus years when they've struggled a lot. But I don't think they're ready to compete with the likes of Boston. And then even if they get to the NBA Finals, playing a team like the Denver Nuggets, I think would be too much for them to handle at this point. Now, granted, nobody coming into the season, nobody expected them to compete for a title. A lot of the talk was they still need to trade for a superstar to reach that next level. They still haven't traded for that superstar. So let's even to make the conference finals, I think would be a tremendous step forward for this organization and also be exceeding expectations coming into this campaign because, yeah, they've established an identity. But they're still lacking the star power, and they're also dealing with a lot of injuries right now.
What is the difference in this year's New York Knicks team as in years past?
Well, I think not just years. I'm going to go beyond years past because I think ever since Tom Thibodeau arrived, they've actually established an identity. They've talked a lot about it before he got here, about being this physical team and getting it back to the 1990s when they, you know, were a perennial contender and they really built their identity around physicality and defense. They brought that back. I think every time I go to an arena and I talk to an opposing coach, I talk to an opposing player, they say, we expect the Knicks to be physical. That is who they are. They are going to be one of the most physical teams we play this season. We come into every game anticipating that, knowing that, and sometimes they're still overwhelmed by that. That's how the Knicks play. They know that, you know, opponents know they're going to give 110%. Every single time they step on the court, that's a Tibbs mainstay, and it's been something that's kept up certainly this season and very important towards who they are. So I think having an identity is something that's really progressed under Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah, and especially with the emergence of Jalen Brunson, that's going to lead into this, is what is it like watching Jalen Brunson emerge as, I'm classifying him as a superstar this season?
Yeah, I guess it depends on how you define superstar, but I think he's exceeded everybody's expectations. When he signed that $104 million deal, I don't think anybody, myself included, thought that he'd take it to this level. You know, even his family members, you know, I've spoken to a couple of them, didn't think this would happen. I mean, for him to not only, you know, become an all-star, but the other night you saw that they're missing Julius Randle. OG Anunoby, his elbow hurts. He shot 1 for 8. Their one offensive weapon, Dante DiVincenzo, was missing everything again. Their one offensive weapon against the Sacramento Kings was Jalen Brunson. The Sacramento Kings knew that, and they still couldn't stop him. So, you know, that speaks to, like you said, superstardom. And I think Mike Brown, after the game, the coach of the Kings, said, we haven't game planned or blitzed a player like that except for maybe Steph Curry. So, that, you know, that says a lot about where Jalen Brunson is right now.
Yeah, like I said, Brunson, I think, is taking his game to a completely new level since joining the Knicks. And I know when he signed that big contract, I was a little skeptical what he would do. And there's been a lot of talk about, you know, the Garden being a tough place to play. Do you think it takes a certain type of athlete to play in the Garden?
Maybe mentality, probably. I think, you know, if you look around the league, there are certain fan bases that where the expectations are heightened. The microscope's a little bit bigger. It's not just the Knicks, but there's Boston, there's Philly, there's the Los Angeles Lakers, where the attention is more so than if you played for like the Oklahoma City Thunder. So there's more pressure involved. And I think Jalen Brunson would fit anywhere because he's the kind of low maintenance superstar that you really want to be the leader of the team. I think his head His focus is always in the right place. He's never going to be a problem. I'm in Golden State right now, so just in terms of personality, I'm thinking Steph Curry. He's the guy you want to be leading your franchise.
Yeah. I'm gonna agree with you 100%. And now, I mean, this is gonna be a little late to the game here because I know it's a couple months in, but OG Anunoby, I know he's been hurt for a little while. He's been in and out of the lineup, but what does he bring to this team, do you think?
Defense. He is the type of guy that can guard one through five. His versatility is something that they missed, that they didn't really have on this roster, a wing who can just guard everybody. And when healthy, he changes the complete dynamic of the defense. And they're 15-2 with him in the lineup. That says it all right there. He's a Tibbs player, but his entire career, the one question and the one problem has been his health. And he got here, and soon, after, a couple weeks, his elbow started acting up, and then now he required surgery, and now he's back from surgery, but they're managing it. And he had that issue in Portland where he clearly aggravated it. And it's going to be a big question moving forward and into the playoffs is how does that elbow feel? So that's going to be a big thing moving forward, and he's out for this game against the Warriors.
Yeah, at 25-2, like you mentioned, I think this team plays fantastic with him on the floor. And when they played the Sixers last Tuesday, I believe, and when both teams scored incredibly low, it was like 79-73, I think the final score was seven around there. And then OG comes back in the lineup, and it's just a complete change of pace for the whole Knick for the Knicks. Knicks win by 30, I believe, stunned Philadelphia. And that's, I mean, injuries, talking about injuries a little bit. There was a stretch where, and there still is a stretch, Randle, Mitchell Robinson, OG, and Brunson's there. But what is it like watching Dante, Precious, Josh Hart take almost somewhat bigger roles?
Yeah, I think that's what they were able to do this season without those guys that you mentioned is really a credit to Thibodeau, because you take Precious Achiuwa, he's having the best stretch of his NBA career. You take Dante DiVincenzo, he not currently, but before, he was having the best stretch of his NBA career. And the common thread is that they have the Tom Thibodeau as their coach, who has been putting them in the right position to succeed. So when players, I've always said, I don't look at titles to define great coaches. Greg Popovich won a lot of titles, but when he didn't have Tim Duncan, his overall record has been under 500.
Right.
I look at how you elevate players who don't have all world talent. And going back, Steve Kerr, again, I'm bringing back to the Warriors where I am. Yeah, he's won a lot of titles, but when he didn't have Steph Curry, and when he didn't have Klay Thompson during that 2020 season, they were the worst team in the NBA. How I define a great coach is what they do with players who haven't been successful throughout their careers. And so that's why I put Eric Spoelstra as the best coach in the NBA, because he takes a guy like Hassan Whiteside and turns him into an all-star. He takes a guy like Tyler Johnson and gets him a $50 million contract. What Tom Thibodeau has done with the guys you just mentioned, Dante DiVincenzo and Precious Achiuwa, that's similar. That's the hallmark of a great coach. So, I give a lot of credit to Tom Thibodeau for helping this team stay afloat while a lot of his players have been injured.
I really like those guys a lot. And another guy I want to talk about is Deuce McBride. I think he's played great when he's gotten his chance to shine.
Yeah, I mean his hallmark is defense. He's a little short for he's basically, people tell me he's a shooting guard in a point guard's body, because he's not the best playmaker, but he's a scrappy defender. A big question moving forward though is will he remain in the rotation as Tom Thibodeau cuts his rotation down for the playoffs? It's going to be a battle between him and Alec Burks, and Alec Burks really, he's been struggling a lot since he came from Detroit, but he had a pretty good game against Sacramento, so that's going to be something to watch.
Yeah, I like watching Deuce McBride. He's a great defender. He can he, I mean, he, I think he's developing his three ball a little bit more, which is providing more of an offensive game. And I want to talk about Randle a little bit. And I know since Randle's been hurt, it's been a lot different. But to start off the year, do you think Randle has had to take a little bit of a smaller role with Brunson emerging?
Well, he has the ball less, but he was still, when he was healthy, he was still an all-star. So, yeah, I mean, a little bit of a smaller role. I think the big adjustment that Julius Randle made this season was he stopped shooting as many three-pointers and he began taking the ball in the paint. And in that regard, he became a much more efficient player. He played to his strength. Now that he has a dislocated shoulder, that's going to be a problem when he comes back, because everything that everybody tells me about dislocated shoulders is there's a lot of pain involved. And he opted not to get surgery. He wants to come back, and he's going to have to te at some point he's going to have to test that shoulder. It's highly susceptible to getting re-injured. That's how dislocated shoulders work. He's still not taking contact. So I think the big thing with him is, when he does come back, what's it going to be like when he does pound into the paint? Because that has been his style this whole season. Is he going to be able to absorb that pain? Is he going to be able to maintain his health? It's a big question for him because, like I said, when you dislocate your shoulder, two things everybody tells me, and I've covered a lot of players with dislocated shoulders. One is, are you able to withstand that pain? Because it's going to hurt when you bang it into another defender. And two, when you do bang that shoulder into somebody else, will it get dislocated again? Those are two questions that haven't been answered yet.
Who is the Knicks' ideal matchup for the first round? Because I think they're almost a lock to make the playoffs. So who would you like to see the matchup against?
Either Cleveland or Orlando. They showed what they could do against Cleveland last season. I think they own that matchup, and then Orlando's too young to, I think, really navigate a playoff series. They're just not at the point where they're ready to take that next step to the second round, whereas the Knicks have been there, they have more experience. So I would say either or the Orlando Magic or the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, I think they'll win a first round matchup. I think with what they have, I think they can easily snag a first round matchup. And my final point for you, can I have your Mount Rushmore of New York Knicks?
Clyde Frazier, Willis Reed, Patrick Ewing, Bernard King, and Carmelo Anthony.
Okay, yeah. I loved watching Melo play, man. Melo was great. I wish he stayed in New York longer. I think he would have had an MVP career if he stayed with the Knicks. But thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.